بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is a part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with Friday prayer leaders from across the country in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on July 27, 2022.
The existence of the Islamic Republic has challenged and proven the falsity of the core identity of Western civilization. That is what irritates the Western powers, and they are angry. The reality of the Western powers is that they are a mafia. At the top of this mafia stand the Zionists, prominent Jewish businessmen, and the politicians that obey them. The US is their showcase, and they have spread out everywhere. This is the truth about the Western powers. They cannot tolerate this. So they are constantly thinking up new plans to do something against the Islamic Republic. For example, a topic that is being spoken about a lot recently is the topic of women in an Islamic society. Of course, it's a topic that has been spoken about since the beginning of the revolution. They falsely claim that they wanted to help and support Iranian women. And it is a topic that recently they have brought up again regarding hijab and similar issues. And they are repeating their previous failed attempts once again.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
A few years ago, someone asked me, "What defense do you have against the West regarding the issue of women?" My reply was, "I don't have a defense. I am the one that attacks. They are the ones who need to defend themselves. They are the ones who need to answer. They treat women like merchandise. Defense? I don't need a defense. We are the claimants in the case of women." Now, what's this all about? When we see a sudden uproar in the official British and American media, by their followers and by those hired by them, when they all suddenly start to attack on issues regarding women and use excuses such as hijab and other matters, what do you think is the reason behind this? Why do they do these things? Do they really want to defend Iranian women and their rights? Aren't they the ones who would cut off the water supply to our people if they had the chance? They feel sorry for Iranian women? They have used sanctions to block access to medicine for children with butterfly disease. For children! They've placed all kinds of sanctions against the people of Iran. They're concerned about Iranian women? Can anyone believe such a thing? So what is this all about? The fact is that honorable, talented Iranian women are amongst those who have struck the Western civilization one of the hardest blows. So, they hold a grudge. Women have done this.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.